You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. Well, Governor John Bel Edwards says he won't change his order requiring most state contracts to contain LGBT rights protection language, despite a loss in court on the issue. A judge ruled against the governor, refusing to force Attorney General Jeff Landry to sign off on the legal contracts. On his monthly radio show Wednesday, the Democratic governor said he is exploring his legal options but won't rescind the requirement.
I issued an executive order early in my administration that said that the state and people who contract with the state are not going to engage in discrimination against a number of individuals, including gays and lesbians and so forth. And, of course, I did incorporate an exception for religious institutions. The Attorney General has a role to play in approving legal contracts. He has opted not to approve legal contracts that incorporate the anti-discriminatory language in them. I believe I'm on the right side of the law and I'm on the right side of history on this, and so I'm not going to change the executive order, and we are at an impasse. A judge had a hearing on Monday this week and indicated to us that the mandamus proceeding that we brought was not the appropriate procedural vehicle to bring this matter to his consideration, did not reach the merits of the dispute, and so it does continue. I cannot imagine any circumstance under which I'm going to rescind the executive order, and of course I hope to be able to work it out with the Attorney General. At the present, it doesn't seem that's going to be possible, but I do have more than 40 agencies, boards, and commissions without attorneys right now, and that is an unacceptable situation. And so we're going to press to have this matter resolved just as soon as possible, including all of the anti-discriminatory language in those contracts, because bigotry, discrimination are not Louisiana values.
The audio was courtesy of the LouisianaRadioNetwork.com. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.